Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's bring in Psycho Shannon.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
No.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon!
Nope.
Psycho Shannon!
Nope.
Get out of my studio!
Yeah, you should get out of her studio. Stuff those. Shannon, you offered to do a very nice thing for our intern Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Intern Alex put a post up on Facebook basically saying that guys don't know how to treat women.
99.9% of the guys don't know how to treat women.
Exactly. He said we're all jerks.
Yeah.
He said, not 99.9, but he was trying to make a point. We understand. And we ended up setting him up on a date with his best friend, who happens to be a girl. They've known each other 7 years, never been on a date. So, Shannon, you offered to basically coach him.
Yeah, I was going to take him on a practice date just to get him ready. I'm sure it's very nerve-wracking knowing that he's going to be going on a date with somebody that he's known for seven years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine,
but
I would think after going on a date with you, he'd be like, I can handle anything after this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or it could never be this bad again.
Shannon, have you ever coached anybody in the dating world?
No.
No?
Oh,
you coached anybody
customer, huh?
Anything?
I mean, I'm not the millionaire matchmaker or anything. I've never given advice. I'm not the love expert. I'm not anything like that.
So going into the date, and I know we actually recorded the whole date,
because
of course we made a bit out of it, but going into the date, what were you thinking was very important to teach, you know, Alex about dating?
Well, it's my philosophy that you go in, and maybe I learned this from Kelly, I'm not sure, but you go in and you get all the bad stuff out of the way first.
Okay.
Because if they can learn to love you through your worst, then once they get to know your best,
bring the ugly first.
Yeah.
You bring the ugly once you know they love you, and then it's fine.
Right.
I don't know. Then they feel like they've been lied to. Man, that's ugly. But I love you.
Shannon, where did this romantic date take place?
In the conference room.
Okay.
In the conference room.
You guys didn't want to go to a restaurant or something?
I thought y'all were going to go eat.
No, we were busy.
I thought Jenna was going to pay. No, am I mistaken?
Jenna's paying for the real date. This is practice.
I have set up their fancy dinner.
That was the real date. Okay.
Like an exotic meat.
Apparently
meat
he's
place.
Got a job or something. I don't know what he does.
He had
something that he had to do by a certain time.
Yeah.
And so, this has
been so hard to try and find you the mock date and me to set up the date with the two of them.
He's a busy dude.
He's like, I don't know when we can do it next, like maybe in a couple of weeks.
Alex has three jobs. Alex, the intern, has three jobs, and he sure lets you know it.
He has three paid jobs. And
this one ain't paid.
And an intern.
And an internship.
This is invaluable.
Jeez.
He's hustling.
Yeah.
Shannon, you have your date ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
All right, here's Shannon.
Let's listen to Shannon's date with intern Alex.
Okay. I haven't heard this.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that it's good.
I'm sure it is.
Conference room. How can it not be good?
All right, here we go.
I wanted to bring you here and get a little practice date because I'm going on a date on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted you to sort of help me out a little bit. Give me some pointers because you are the pro date expert.
That's what
can
I'm
you
told.
Stop before a minute, Shannon?
Shannon, what are you wearing?
This is the video from this is on Kid TV right now. And Shannon has on an evening gown, and she's sitting in intern Alex's lap.
And he's wearing a full suit, looking sharp.
Yeah, we dressed up, and I told you guys that I was going to wear an evening gown because I wanted to dress for the occasion. But given everything that I've had happening over the past however many months, I've dropped some weight.
Okay.
And so stuff does not fit me the way that it used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I were to have worn my evening gown without the sports bra under it, there's a very good chance that I would have had a wardrobe malfunction.
Okay, that's respectable. Okay. Yeah.
And I also can't wear heels because I have a very hard time with stairs and walking. So I didn't want to trip on our date.
Right.
And so I just wore my Adidas.
Here's hidden audio from the date.
I just showed my boobie.
Oh, evening, Shannon, how dare you?
Evening gown with a sports bra.
How old is that gown, Shannon?
I think that I wore that gown to
That gown's older than my boobs.
So I got it in probably about 1999.
Yep.
Held up pretty nicely, Shannon.
And I think it's time to go to the dry cleaners.
I think it's time for me to take you shopping.
I want
to
smell that thing.
I know.
Well, back to the mock date.
All right, here we go.
With the wine?
I don't do wine.
Okay.
Start off strong.
Well,
like, if you had to pick three compliments for me right now, what would they be?
You look beautiful in that dress. Uh-huh. I love your haircut.
You're lying, but it's okay. I'm wearing an evening gown with a sports bra and Adidas. Really? There's nothing beautiful about this. So I know that that's a lie. So it is my firm belief that the best way to get to know a person is to just get all the bad stuff out there first.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so I've made a list of all my bad qualities. I snore.
Oh, my.
I can feel
and it's
that.
Not like a loud snore. It's like a loud breathing, kind of like a type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm OCD.
Okay.
I wash my hands a lot. I think that it's a childhood issue. I won't get into the details.
Okay.
It's very painful. My calves are kind of weird, like Hillary Clinton.
Okay. I can handle that.
So pretend I'm your best friend, and the date's over, and it's... You need to figure out what next.
Okay.
Money time.
Well, we just finished dinner. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take the check and go? Or would you like to walk downtown or anything? What do you want to do? It's up to you.
Walk downtown.
I'm sorry.
Walk downtown.
Well, I mean, I have a couple days to think about
walk
it.
Make a move. Do something.
Make a move.
Yeah.
Can I kiss you on the cheek?
Oh, my goodness. No. Alex.
No, you can kiss me on the lips or not at all.
Do you want me to? Because I don't want to get hit in the face.
Read me.
Breathe.
Okay. What?
Okay, but I'm sitting there with my lips puckered.
Okay.
I mean, your face. You like a fish.
What is there to read?
Shannon's an open book. Read it.
What is there to read?
You wanna,
really?
You want to make out?
Everything he's tried, you've cut him off at the knees.
What? No.
Am I complimenting you? I'm a liar.
I'm sitting in the boy's lap with my lips puckered.
Her lips are puckered.
That's
eyes are closed.
That's usually how people do
open your mouth a little bit.
How bad are you at dating?
What am I supposed to do?
Open your mouth a little bit and then stick your tongue.
You look at him that way, and you kind of tilt your head that way, and you kind of inch closer.
In Shannon's defense, he did ask, can I kiss you, which is the most awkward thing a guy can do.
Yeah, but you don't expect the girl to go, you know?
All right, let's see if Alex kisses Shannon.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to do this.
He's moving in.
Oh, yeah?
He's moving in.
Oh. I'm going to kiss you, okay?
Oh, my God.
One.
Oh, my God.
Two.
I swear to God, if you kiss me, I will punch you.
I will.
Wait.
I'll kiss you on the cheek.
I'm not happy. You better not touch me with that facial hair.
He's so confused.
I will get a rash.
That's
then
right.
I'm allergic to adhesive on my face, and I will get another rash on top of the rash.
I would hate for you to break out in a rash.
So she said kiss me, and then she said if you kiss me, I'll punch you in the throat.
Thank you for my date, Alex.
Mixed signals.
I will if you want
yeah,
me to.
See.
I'm just going to get up off your lap now. My butt.
I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
Oh, my sports bra.
I don't think I've ever heard "ow my butt" after any date.
Why did you change your mind about the kiss, Shannon?
You were mad
Shannon.
At him for not kissing you, and then when he
sat
tried,
there, I sat there for like a minute and a half like that, and he did nothing.
So
I got tired of it, and I was like, okay, fine.
I need somebody to kiss somebody.
Obviously, this is not going to work,
right?
Well,
obviously, I've been rejected, and I'm not going to sit here and take a pity kiss.
I think he was just shy, Shannon.
I think he's so confused.
It's not going to work.
He's on a mock date with someone that's wanting things and then yelling at him and in real life likes girls.
But seriously,
so confused.
I did tell him after the fact. I said, here's what I think he needs to do.
Okay.
I think that he does need to make her work just a little bit.
How do you make
like
work?
You did?
I think that's the key to winning her heart.
He definitely needs a plan because he had no plan after dinner.
Well, it's
no,
all
he
planned.
Had no plan.
It's all planned now. I mean,
you planned it, Jenna.
I picked a really cool restaurant that neither one of them have been to because I think that's important for new memories. Yeah, and it's exotic game.
Exotic game.
So they're going to get to sample different
like
kinds of
bison.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And
like,
it's real fancy.
Like the blowfish bison. That you can't eat because it's poisonous?
Game. Like wild. Like, yeah, game.
Like and gazelle.
It's supposedly
or...
really, really good, and I haven't gotten to go yet.
Sorry.
But anyway, so I called, and I just... They won't even see a bill. He told me, I asked if they wanted a drink.
I'm sorry, Jim.
And he said he likes amaretto sours. So I said,
that's the underage drink of choice.
I said, dude, order a beer first at least.
Amaretto sour.
See, you have to understand something about amaretto sours.
What?
That's the first thing I had when I got drunk.
And you start drinking in a bar whenever somebody asks what they can buy for you, you always say amaretto sour because they're sweet and they're expensive and you don't want to buy them for yourself. And sometimes after you've conquered...
it takes at least 10 to 12 to get drunk.
After you've conquered the amaretto sour, you move over to the Midori sour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never did.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah. That's not a manly thing.
No, it's not a man drink.
I want to send something to the table, but he doesn't drink anything but that. So I wanted to send, you know, champagne. I want to send a bottle of champagne to the table. But if he has to get like 12 amaretto sours, that bill... This place is already expensive.
Jenna, you signed up for...
No, amaretto, Alex, sorry. No. You can't do that.
You can't do it. If you're a guy.
That's too girly.
But it's been his best friend for 7 years. I'm sure she's already seen him down tons of amaretto sours.
Well, that might be why they haven't hooked up.
He's going to have to show a different side of himself.
He's drinking girly drinks. He needs to drink like a man. He needs to like a Shiner, a Stella, just a man beer.
Whiskey
like,
on the rocks.
Like Guinness or something. You know, he needs a man beer.
Yeah, whiskey. Whiskey makes the girls go
risky. I don't know what to say about that.
That's what it does.
I don't know either. Well, they can just order whatever they want. I don't care.
Can we record his real date? Because based on this, it's going to be hilarious.
Well, he's an intern here, so we'll just ask him to do the post-interview with
her. How do you think the date went, Alex? Oh, it went fine.
Thanks, Al. That was a great impression.
Oh, boy. Shannon, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know what he needs to do. I told him what he needs to do. Make her do a little bit of work and show a side of himself that he hasn't shown before.
I don't know, Shannon. I wish you would have let him kiss you because I think he needs the practice.
Practice?
Yeah, he needs practice.
Mm-hmm. I would have ruined him.
No, I don't think so.
I would have ruined him. He would have left here not wanting any piece of his best friend. Ooh. I would have broken his heart.
You're saying a man can fall in love with you based on your kiss.
Oh, yes.
Will you kiss Trey? Trey, the production guy?
No. Yeah, kiss every man in the office.
Yeah, Trey
is running in there right now.
Trey's on his way. Kiss Trey.
No, come on.
Yeah, kiss him.
Get her.
Yeah, kiss Trey.
Oh, he kissed me on my neck.
Trey, are you in love now? No, he's not.
No, he's good. He's all set. And he wouldn't kiss Kate Upton. I don't get it.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Madison Applegate's actually in studio with us right now.
Yay.
Good morning.
Been a long week, huh, Madison?
Yes, but it's been so much fun.
This all started because Madison made a video, about a 5-minute-long video, where she covered a song. She did an original song, told us a little bit about herself, along with hundreds of other people that wanted to get this big break. Narrowed that field down to 8 people. We kept voting. Out of those 8, 4 moved forward, and out of those 4 remaining contestants, Madison ended up being the winner of this big break. And you've been working hard all week. You've been doing 8 to 14-hour days.
Yeah. Yep. Yesterday was a very long day.
Well, you look like a rock star today.
I know. When she walked in, she's got like this whole new sophisticated look.
It threw me off. Got the hair back and got
red lipstick.
Yep.
Yesterday, we had a nice little shopping little experience. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah, because you had to pick out an outfit for
the photo shoot
and
music video.
The showcase,
and
right?
The showcase, yeah.
What are you going to wear at this showcase in front of all of these record executives?
Well, the outfit I'm going to wear is also going to be in the music video. So we're going to kind of use that twice. It's really, really cool. It was so funny. My aunt, my mom, and I, we went to Nordstrom, and we only had 40 minutes in there. And we were running around. We were like a woman tornado in there.
Yeah.
I mean, just going crazy. And we had people pulling outfits for me and lots of, you know, kind of this stuff, Topshop, lots of leather, edgy. They kind of want me to go in for that. And
yeah.
That's what I love. Cool. I'm so happy. So
good.
Lots, like, you can expect leather and booties and things like that. Like,
you also have
booties.
Booties.
Yeah, booties. Maybe booties.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shoes.
But booties. We both have
When I think booty, I think...
Yeah, booty.
Booty.
Yeah. Pow, pow, pow.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, booty.
You also have your logo finalized. You have a logo.
Yes, that was last night's project.
Nice.
And that was actually designed by one of our listeners. So shout out to Lacey Matthews for coming up with that logo.
All right, Lacey.
Yay.
Yeah.
Lacey.
Cool. You know
loved
that?
It.
Gosh, one week to pop stardom.
Oh, no, you don't even know. She's already a star. She's already got fans, like fans who stop dead in their tracks, hands over their mouths. Oh my God, you're Madison Applegate. What happened to you yesterday?
So during the photo shoot, we were outside shooting some shots, and we walked inside, and I was going to change my outfit, and I was walking down this long hallway at Septian, and there's this girl who just, and she leaned against the wall with her hand over her mouth, and I thought, I was worried. I was like, oh my gosh, I ran over to her. I said, are you okay? Oh my gosh, are you okay? She goes, I know exactly who you are. Oh my gosh, you're my idol, you're Maddie Applegate. I was like, what? Yeah.
That's how you reacted to Demi Lovato when she was on the phone.
Yeah, I said, oh, wait, hold on. Are you sure you have the right person? I mean, I'm just, I consider myself like a normal teenager. Like, I'm on YouTube.
Right.
You know, girl, you star, girl.
You're not just on YouTube because you're going to be making your debut on Dish Nation tonight. National television show. that's me throwing our TV show out there.
Go to DishNation.com for times.
Yeah, please do so. Now, Madison, we've been working all week to lead you to this point, and it's the showcase on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. The House of Blues.
Yeah, it's going to be happening at the House of Blues, big stage. Kelly and I are going to be out there emceeing and stuff. If you want to get tickets to that, all the info is at KidNation.com. But there's a big surprise for you at the showcase, because at the showcase this Sunday, there's going to be someone in the audience who can change Madison Applegate's life forever.
Game changing.
This is what we call the big break opportunity right here. The record executive that's going to be in attendance is...
Oh, intro.
No.
The man behind One Direction. John Legend.
All of me loves all of you.
Beyoncé. It's Columbia Record Zone. Lee Leibsner.
Lee Leibsner. Lee, did we miss anything?
Listen,
Lee. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was you, Lee.
Who knew?
How much did you pay?
You suddenly got way more attractive to me, Lee.
Kelly, first of all, happy 20th, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
How much did you have to pay to get that put together, Lee?
We did it on our own.
Al, please explain to everyone. I had nothing to do. Just told a few artists that I work with, but whoever did that, thanks. Yeah. I definitely need a copy of that.
Did we leave anyone off of that list?
Yes, we had to.
There's a lot of artists that I've been a part of, and obviously that we're currently involved in. Artists like Calvin Harris, Jack White, Train, MKTO, a lot of good bands out there right now. And I've been at the label for over 20 years now.
So no big deal, Madison Applegate, right?
No pressure.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, Madison, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're going to be...
We need another breakout star from St. Louis. It can't be Nelly and Chingy forever. I'll say that right now.
you quit hating on Chingy.
I'm not hating on... No. Right there. Great song. No problem.
Yeah, Madison, you should do a Nelly cover for your... For your showcase.
Right.
Oh, I did St. Louis. Estelle and Kanye West. Maybe I could.
Yeah, that was good. That was great. So, Lee, you're going to be in the audience on Sunday at this showcase?
I am. I'm going to come down, and I'm looking forward to the Big Break Master Showcase and see how Madison has progressed. It sounds like she's had a whirlwind of a week, but the Septon Entertainment Group, so I'm looking forward to it.
What are you looking for when you look for new talent? I mean, is there like a trend that you're trying to find the right person to fit into? What do you look for when you're looking for somebody to sign?
I don't think it's really about trends. I think it's about great songs. I think it's about great singers, songwriters. Madison seems, you're 17, right?
I'm 16.
16, wow. You're like an old soul. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really are. And I think that, you know, all great artists, really starts with the music. That was always front and center, and I think that's what we look for, and that's what, you know, for artists that we've worked with over the years, it's really been about the artistry and just making great music. I think, you know, the public knows better. They find great. They always find great, and I think that's how, you know, most established artists have had success, and, you know, you can't fool the public. They know better, and, you know, I think it's the connection they have with the artists and the music they make. That's what it really is about.
How long are you able to, you know, watch an artist, before it takes you, you know, like, is it a minute of them performing before you know, like, they have it or they don't?
I mean, I don't think I can do that. To me, it's not really fair to give somebody, you know, a 60-second shot. I've never thought that. I think it's pretty, it unnerves them a little bit, but I think that you can tell. I mean, if you're watching somebody, you know, you see something in them that you're like, I got to see more of this, or let's progress, or let's dig a little deeper and try to give them an opportunity. But some people weren't really good. A lot of our bands in the beginning were really bad on stage, actually, at first. And that's not to scare anyone, but they're not always great first time around.
Right.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to do that. It's hard to play in front of people. But I think once you see something or you hear something that might, you know, attract you or, you know, get you excited, you definitely want to magnify that and certainly work into that. Absolutely. But it's not always first in, you know, first time they play, you're like blown away. Yeah, there's certain artists that have done that, but it's a it's definitely progress, and you got to give people a chance to develop the live aspect rather than just recording.
If you really like what you see, what will happen next?
Well, I would definitely, you know, bring Madison to New York or LA and meet with some of our A&R staff as well to hear the music and to get to know people up there and just start that process because obviously, you know, it's a team effort, you know, in our company, and everybody has a say, and I think that it's important that everybody, you know, would be able to experience, you know, meeting her and seeing, you know, how she's developed and, you know, where she's at right now.
Yeah, it's not like the movies where they walk in.
At the whopping age of 16, which is pretty amazing.
Like the movies where they just walk in with a contract and say, sign this as she's coming off the stage. It takes some time.
Sure. No, we don't. We are signing a lot of artists now. I mean, it's music business has changed so drastically from the digital age that, you know, we're putting more records in play right now and more artists in play, which is great. It's definitely, you know, the people are consuming more music than ever now, so it's exciting to find new talent. That's what we do. I mean, that's really what it's about. As much as, you know, as sometimes the majors get a bad rap, you know, we're all about finding new talent. It really is, and developing talent. It's truly the same process it's always been. It's just a little bit different now.
We're talking with Lee Leipzner, who is the Executive Vice President of Promotions for Columbia Records. If you want to see what he looks like, just look up a One Direction picture, and he's just hanging out.
How's Harry doing,
Harry
Lee?
Styles. It's not me.
I always send Lee pictures of himself in the background with, like, Niall.
I'm not photobombing him, JC. Relax. It's all good.
But he's going to be in the audience and in attendance at the showcase where Madison Applegate is going to be performing. Are you feeling good about this, Madison?
Yes. I'm feeling really, really good. I always perform and do better under pressure. I love that. I thrive on that.
Good.
So, you know, the more pressure, the more I'm going to go out there and rock it out.
Good.
Do you hear that, Lee Leipzner?
That's how it should
ready.
Be.
Hey, this is no pressure coming from me. It's all good. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. It's all about having fun. You know, that's it.
No.
You have to enjoy.
You're absolutely right. That's
you have
about.
To enjoy. You have to enjoy.
Don't lose. Just do what you do. You seem pretty confident, like I said, when I watched your videos and stuff that they had sent me. You know, you're like I said, you seem like I loved your Cure cover, by the way.
Thank you. Oh. It's one of my favorite songs. All time.
Mine too. But I thought you were very confident. You seem like you know, you're kind of fearless, which is great. And just be yourself. There's no need to be nervous. It's a process, but I think, you know, obviously you had a week. How's your week been, by the way?
It's been jam-packed, but it's been, I mean, I've already grown so much in just four days. I mean,
you
vocally.
You got any more of those gift cards to Nordstrom, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Do we what?
Any more of those gift cards to Nordstrom's? I could use a few. Yeah, did you?
I can make that happen.
Yeah. Oh, look at her.
See, now, is that bribing? We're crossing the line here.
No, I need an outfit for Sunday.
She works at Marshall's, so she might be able to hook you up.
Hey, Lee, you hang out with You hang out with the artists quite a bit. What's a typical day like for an artist when they're trying to promote their record?
Well, you know, some of them are very natural about it. Some aren't. You know, some freak out a little bit. Some, you know, they don't know how to roll with the punches. I've been lucky with a lot of acts that I've worked with that just understand that, you know, there's going to be some bumps in the road, and you just got to, you know, just kind of plow through it. Don't let anything bother you. Put it behind you if it doesn't work out. It's all about the public. You're really trying to please them. And, you know, it's – but then, you know, I've just been on a couple days on the road here. I just went to the opening of the Beyonce Jay-Z tour in Miami, which I know is coming to a lot of your cities. And, you know, you just watch. I've known her since day one with Destiny's Child when she was in Houston. Mm-hmm. And you guys see this show. I mean, they're amazing together, but she is the workhorse. She is unbelievable. She's never been better. And I'm pretty proud to see where she's developed and, you know, how far she's gone. I mean, she's obviously a global star, but pretty amazing. And then, you know, last night I was with Billy Joel at Fenway Park in Boston. I'm here right now. And you just watch somebody who doesn't dance, obviously, but as simplistic as sitting at a piano and playing those songs to 40,000 people in Fenway Park. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to watch, you know, the variety of the music business, but also being a part of it. But yeah, artists, a lot of them, they'll roll with it and they'll be good. And others, you know, we have go-to artists that we know will roll through the punches. You know, they just roll with it. There's never an issue. And they're really good at it. Some are really good at it. And I think the training that Madison's getting will help her. It's invaluable down the road. It really is.
All right.
It helps everyone.
All right, Lee. I know you're always on tour with bands and backstage all the time. And we are about to do a story on some of the most ridiculous things on musicians' tour riders. So you don't have to give names, because I know that could get you in trouble. What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen on someone's tour rider?
Oh, God. Jen, if you could imagine, it's probably happened. I've seen a lot. I mean, I've seen, you know, obviously you see like full workout gyms backstage set up for certain artists. What's a crazy one? I mean, obviously there's been stories of certain, you know, foods and needs.
Yeah.
And, you know,
toilets.
I remember one artist needed food from Nobu all the time. You're like, really? There's not Nobu in Wichita, Kansas. That ain't
happening. Fly it in,
man.
I mean,
no offense, there really isn't. But I definitely have seen some pretty crazy riders. And by the way, some artists just put it in just to mess with the promoters to see how far they can go. Oh, I know one. There was one that had to have puppies backstage.
Puppies.
They had to bring puppies.
Awesome.
Just local. I will not tell you who it was.
I do have this that.
That's such a nice thing, though.
It's funny you say that, because it says, now I don't know if this is true or not, and you might be able to give us a scoop, but I doubt you will, that Mariah Carey is the one that wants 20 white kittens and 100 doves.
I don't doubt that one bit.
Is that truly?
I'm going to stay silent on that.
All right.
Yeah, we've got some really interesting stuff.
We worked with her a long time ago, but I don't remember.
We're not going to get you in trouble.
Well, that's good scoop. Puppies. Who doesn't love puppies?
I know.
Cool.
Well, we know you're very...
there's like 5 puppies at every show that they can play with before the show. That was pretty cool.
Great. Well, we know you're really busy, Lee, so we appreciate you taking time out to talk to Madison Applegate.
Yes, and, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, good luck to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, and have a great show.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
And Lee, we're going to send you that introduction so you can make it your ringtone.
Wait a minute. I wrote and produced it. I don't need your help.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Hold on the line for us, because we have details for you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
Look at me telling Lee to hold.
See you, Lee.
Oh, man. Well, like Madison, what about you if you end up needing a tour rider? Have you ever thought about what you would put on there?
I kind of like the puppy idea.
Yeah. You're going to steal
probably
that
kittens,
one, Madison?
Though.
Put you in a really good mood before you have to go.
I like it, too. Yeah. I used to the possibilities. You don't even think about what's possible until you're famous and you have money.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
And make sure you join us on Monday, because on Monday we're going to play you Madison's performance at the showcase. But we're also going to play you the world premiere of her new song, Thoughts of You. You completely changed the song up.
Yeah,
it's completely different than what you were playing in your bedroom. And we're also going to have the video world premiere on Kid TV.
Nice.
7:30 Central on Monday.
Can't
Man,
wait.
I feel like we're MTV again.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're playing videos.
Making of the video. That was so great, though.
We also have another little surprise for you for Monday, Madison.
Oh, man, another one?
I know.
It's never ending.
At least probably the big surprise, but this one's pretty cool, too. After your appearance on our show on Monday, we're going to send you over to ABC. And you're gonna perform your song with Carlo, with Septian's guitarist.
Awesome! Ooh. Oh yay!
So you'll be
on TV.
On TV performing.
Nice.
So you're performing. You're basically touring.
Hey, you're getting the practice in.
I'm telling you,
it's Good Morning Texas.
It's just
if anybody
like big,
to look it up.
Big time practice. Yeah, I'm with a lot of people watching.
So a lot of sleep
weekend.
You got to get there.
Big doing.
Big weekend. Butterflies in the tummy.
Yeah. Vocal rest for you, young lady.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Credit Morning Show.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
I want to be that high-pitched guy. Let's bring in executive producer Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Mike.
I'm so excited about this.
I know. That's why we're going to let you announce this contest.
Rough.
We have a super fan in the house.
Kelly is the... Backstreet Boys lover.
I am.
I'm an
NSYNCer.
But Mike.
I'm a new kid.
Mike and Shannon both. Big New Kids fans.
In KOTB for life. So we got this information that Southwest Airlines wanted to do a promotion. We teamed up with Southwest Airlines, and we are going to give you and a friend the chance to get on the New Kids on the Block party plane.
No, what? A plane?
You know, most people always wonder what happens on tour buses.
Yeah.
This is a tour plane.
Wow.
And the winner of what we're going to be doing on Monday gets to get on the tour plane, fly into Las Vegas to attend opening night of New Kids on the Block After Dark show at the Axis at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas.
That's the studio that, or the theater that Brittany normally performs in, but since that's she's hers. On a break,
okay.
she's letting New Kids on the Block is coming in to fill
oh,
in.
Oh, I see. I see.
It's the coolest thing ever. So it doesn't matter where you live. We're going to fly you to Chicago on Southwest Airlines.
Uh-huh.
And you get to get on the actual plane with the New Kids.
Because they can't go anywhere.
Fly with them. You're in a plane, in an enclosed space with the New Kids.
And this is a Southwest Airlines plane?
Yeah.
Which means there's no first class.
Exactly.
So you're not separated from them by that little curtain.
Everybody's the same on Southwest.
That's right.
Everyone's equal. How do we win, Mike? How do we win?
I hope they're like number B12, so they actually have to sit in the middle of the plane.
B12? Do you think we all have to run on the plane and grab a seat first?
Yeah.
It's just like,
just
can you imagine the free-for-all
hope
to
Donnie
get next
sits
to one
next
of
you?
The New Kids?
Hey, Jordan!
Throwing your briefcase over the seats.
This is like, it's so cool. I'm excited for everybody.
How do we win this, Mike?
So we came up with a little idea. It's called NKOTBINGO. So it's NKOT Bingo. Now, here's the idea. On Monday at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, we're going to give all four of you a bingo card. And on the top, usually it has B-I-N-G-O.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it's going to have N-K-O-T-B.
Okay.
Okay? It's very simple because then the cards are going to have numbers just 1 through 5. Make it really, really easy.
Right.
And each one of yours is going to be different.
Okay.
Like a bingo card.
Yeah. So each one you're going to have your own easy bingo card.
They can't be the same.
Just you put that together.
See, the thing in bingo is they're all different.
That's right.
But we got to find those markers. We got to do that this weekend so we can have them for you guys on Monday.
I don't have daubers.
Bingo.
Daubers.
I was just practicing.
I have dauber.
You do?
You still have the? Did you, that was before JC. We used to go play bingo with daubers.
No, he's from Gay Bingo.
Oh, that. No, we did. The morning
show.
Did
you need to tell us anything?
No, I was.
No, it's just a fun time.
JC, what is your Gay Bingo marker of choice?
The fluorescent pink one.
Purple.
Say purple.
Wow.
Oh, purple.
Anything with glitter.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I didn't know.
All right, so how are the listeners actually going to be able to win this?
They team up with us, or how do they do
no,
that?
No, we just open up the phone lines. This is the cool thing, because anybody has a chance.
Right.
And they start saying K1 or 05, any of those letters and numbers between 1 and 5.
Okay.
And then whichever one of you
gets bingo first.
You scream bingo with that person.
K-O-T bingo! And then that person who said that combination gets the trip.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
So it's fun for everybody.
It really is. You got to be over 21, though.
It's fun for the whole family.
Got to be over 21.
You got to be over 21?
Yeah. But I imagine most New Kids on the Block fans are.
Probably are.
Because they have drink coupons on Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. You got to be over 21 to enjoy a drink coupon.
Well, that's true.
It is Vegas.
Awesome.
I like this. I like this.
I can't wait for Monday.
NKOT bingo.
Now, I wonder what kind of rider the NKOTB guys have.
You think they're still like?
Oh, yeah.
I bet back in the day they asked for just everything.
Boston baked beans.
Yeah.
I think each one had their own tour bus. Like I remember that specifically.
Maybe. It
like,
was a huge show. It was actually my first concert, and I was in the second grade, and I invited girls in the third grade to go with me.
Uh-huh.
We took a limo. It was like a party, and I got to the show, and I was standing on my chair as they were walking out onto the stage, and I fell and hit my nose on the chair in front of me.
Oh.
And cracked it open.
Oh.
And then I spent the first half of the show in the bathroom with a bad nosebleed, and then I just had to go sit in the limo.
Which one did you love?
Home. Oh, I don't remember.
Joey?
I only went because the older girls wanted to go.
No, you like Jordan, probably.
I would have been a Jordan. That was
Jordan.
A little past my time, but I would have been all about Jordan.
No, Joey, I don't like light eyes, really.
But he's so dreamy.
I probably would have been like cool with Donnie because he's the bad guy, right?
Yeah, Donnie Vellante.
Was Marky Mark in the group, or did he do background vocals at any point?
No. Marky Mark was with the Funky Bunch. That's where he was.
Yeah, I think Jordan would have been my
Jordan would have been my go-to,
Shannon made out with Donnie.
What? She did. Mm-hmm. Tongue. French.
Before Jenny got him.
I wonder if Jenny's going to be there.
Yeah.
She might be. That'd be a fun time.
Jenny probably will be there.
She's leaving The View. Talk about that in the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in a few minutes.
So do you have the New Kids on the Block on the writer list?
Gosh, I don't.
Because we have a list with
I do have other celebrities, though. It's kind of interesting. We were talking about Katy Perry's recently, how she likes, you know, a server who has to wash and hand cut all of her fresh fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But she also wants custom-made French lamps. I don't understand that. I guess it's the vibe. She feels like in a past life she was French or something. I don't know. Maybe it just invokes a vibe that helps her get ready to go on stage.
This must be in the last 2 years because we've interviewed Katy Perry and she didn't
have
that.
She's in a new phase.
Yeah, she's in a new phase. Wow.
Right.
Drake He asks for 4 dozen natural scented incense sticks. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's to cover up the smell of anything, because he also asks for easy, wider rolling papers.
You know what those are, Kelly?
Yes, for
just
papers.
For his tobacco.
Oh, really, Justin cool. Bieber, this is funny. Okay, he asks for 2 packages of plain white crew neck t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, the one you got for me from Justin, Jason Derulo, that was black?
Yeah.
But he wants white ones.
Yeah. Okay.
In sizes extra small and large. So when he wants to show off his ripped muscles, he has the, you know, like you wear a schmedium to show off your muscles?
I don't wear a schmedium, I wear a large.
He has to wear an extra small, so you need to, like, step it up.
Yeah, you do, dude.
Everything I own is large and in charge.
But then he also wants 2 packages of white tank tops in large and extra large.
You know what? I bet he wears them and constantly changes them and takes them off and throws them at girls. So he just has multiple to throw out.
And he's sweaty and gross.
Mm-hmm.
Neo likes to use a bottle of Ketel One vodka for cleaning. I guess he went on, like, websites and found
Neo?
Out that vodka's a good cleaning agent. I don't
it
know.
It is.
Party.
Well, so it's alcohol. So
John Mayer is very concerned about breath. Maybe he has an issue. I don't know.
But he likes to make out.
He asks for 4 soft head toothbrushes. Soft head, because it's better for your enamel. A bottle of Listerine, 2 tubes of mint-flavored toothpaste, and 2 packages of Altoids.
Man, he's way into the oral hygiene.
Because you know he's bringing ladies back there.
Uh-huh.
Earmuffs, I'm a kid.
But maybe that's just his, like, OCD thing, like breath. Like, he's constantly... Maybe one time somebody said something to him, man, your breath. Yeah. And maybe he's just, like, over the top.
I love
now,
when a guy is prepared like that, though. If I ask a guy at the bar for gum and he doesn't have any, I'm kind of disappointed.
Really?
Mm.
You Mariah Carey.
Deal breaker. No.
When a girl asks you for gum, that means she wants to make out with you. That's what my uncle used to always tell me.
Really?
Well, that's a good thing.
Or maybe with someone else.
Such awkward situations with my teachers in high school.
Mariah Carey, I told you, a little bit earlier when we were talking to Lee Leipziner, the music bigwig that's going to be here to see Madison Applegate, he said he wouldn't name the person. They said they asked for all these puppies. Well, and I said, maybe he got confused and he was thinking of Mariah Carey, because this writer says she wanted 20 white kittens. Now, I understand maybe 20 kittens, but now it's got to be white kittens. You know how hard it must be to track down 20 white kittens in a town?
That's a lot of...
And they get so dirty.
Yeah.
And, she likes the purity of it, because she also wants 100 white doves.
And then their butts get all gross.
And doves, they poop everywhere.
Yeah. What if the cats eat the doves? That would
She
be
also
terrible.
Wants 2 dozen white roses. She's got a real clean.
Down with white.
No busy patterns in the living space. And the room has to be kept at 75 degrees.
Hmm.
All right. No busy patterns.
Well, for vocal cords, it gets too cold. It hurts them.
Hot.
Okay.
Madonna asks for accommodations for her 200-person entourage. And in that entourage, that includes 30 bodyguards, her personal chefs, a yoga instructor, an acupuncturist, and an on-site dry cleaner.
I want to see Madonna name those 200 in her entourage.
Yeah. On-site dry cleaner?
Who is that, Madonna?
And she also has 20 international phone lines, because I'm sure she has friends all over the world, and she just needs to catch up. You never know.
Okay.
Where do you put the...
This I've heard about Lady Gaga. She asks for a mannequin with puffy pink hair down there. You've heard that before, haven't you, Jenna?
A merkin?
I think I remember seeing that.
A merkin?
She also wants old rock posters, because it gets her, I guess it inspires her to look at posters of David Bowie, Queen, Elton John, Billie Holiday, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Gets her, this is the vibe I'm going to bring on stage with me tonight.
Not gonna like that.
She also likes peanut butter with flaxseed that has no more than 4 grams of sugar. I guess she's on Atkins.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my show is nothing without my fans there.
Oh, Rihanna keeps it real. She likes gummy bears, Oreos, Baby Bell cheese, and Red Bull.
Well, if you want to hire us to come out to do a show or something, we also have riders.
I asked you guys to email them to me before the break. You're not going to believe some of this. This is so telling about a lot of your personalities.
I am completely 100% honest with mine.
Are you really?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about Kelly. I think there's a little theme here. She wants Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's reasonable. Boiled peanuts.
Okay.
It may be tough to find.
Uh-huh.
Raspberry, damn it.
Bacon?
See, it was a toss-up between plain Lay's and bacon.
Oh, you got to go with bacon.
It was a toss-up.
Kelly.
I can only have 5 things.
Bottled water, which makes sense.
Because you got to flush out all that sodium.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But the last
one? That was just a given.
The last thing that Kelly would want on her concert rider is a new toilet seat.
That's right. Because I got to, after all that water.
Yeah.
And bacon.
And I don't sit on toilet seats. I have to hover. And if I'm about to perform, I need all my leg strength. So I don't want to hover.
Would you like for you?
You got to give me a clean new toilet seat. Isn't that right, Emma Kelly?
Say yes.
Mommy, you've seen Mommy hover. I told her she has to do that when she gets a little older.
All right. All right, here we go. JC's.
Yep.
Tropical Starburst and Skittles.
Right.
That would be on your
concert. Are you applauding your own rider choice?
Absolutely, I am. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Thank you.
A liter of horchata.
Yeah, thank you very
what
much.
What is that?
Horchata. That's that white drink that you see at Mexican restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's like rice and cinnamon.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mm, that okay. milky looking substance.
Three alive squirrels.
As opposed to three dead squirrels.
Well, you never know. They could be stuffed.
And a PlayStation with FIFA and Madden video games. And five would be four bean bags. One for me and one for each squirrel.
Yeah. So we could cuddle.
JC.
Not sure you understood the assignment.
Where does your wife sit?
My wife's not there.
Believe me, she's so in the dust when he becomes famous enough to have a rider.
Well, I know Jenna can't be making fun. Listen to what she would request on her concert rider.
Okay, and let me just speak to this. I thought water and beverages, for the most part, unless they were exotic, were included.
Yeah. Okay.
Water's already done in there.
All right. Because, of course, I'm like a camel. I want lots of water.
I'll just go to Kelly's dressing room for the water.
Okay.
And I feel like I need to do it in a voice. Jenna would like shaved ice, a shaved ice machine to be exact, green juice, fruit bar, a massage stretcher.
As in the person that stretches you.
Oh, not something to carry
around. Okay. Not, not like a gurney. Okay. No. Right.
Someone whose job it is just to make dope playlists.
Dope playlist. That's a DJ, Jenna, by the way.
I know, but I like dope playlists.
Yeah. And Haribo gummy bears.
Those are the best. See, yeah, Brianna and I had that in common. Those are the best gummy bears.
And then there's Big Al.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm.
And there's a little theme here on his list of things that he would like in a concert rider is... a hot female bartender on call at all times.
Not sexist at all, Al.
Number two would be a hot dog walker for Curtis. Mm-hmm. Picking up on the theme here.
Taking so Curtis far. With me.
On scales of 1 to 10, how hot do they need to be?
9.
9, so your girlfriend.
Wow, yeah. Kelly and I are out.
Now.
Kelly can't do it.
That's their girlfriend.
She reaches down with that plastic bag. It'll make her a 2. Yeah,
by the way, Emma Kelly was very upset you only gave me an 8, Al.
Oh, we should.
I love your mama, Emma Kelly.
We can't believe that either.
Three more things. A hot vanity eyeglasses cleaner person. Number four is a hot personal barber who looks like Jennifer Lopez to give him hot towel shaves with a straight edge razor like the one he gets at The Art of Shaving.
Stop giving him plugs.
And finally, keeping with the hot theme, he would like hot wings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There were some good hot wings we had yesterday.
No, it were, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need if you want us to do an appearance at your location.
There you go.
You know,
get those things ready.
Kelly's daughter, Emma Kelly, sitting on my lap. Not a baby anymore. What would you give Big Al on the hot scale, 1 to 10?
Mm.
He gave your mom an 8, remember?
Yeah. Rate the guys, Emma Kelly.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is Big Al?
Oh, come on, Emma Kelly.
5.
Okay, you know what? I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take a 5.
You got mommy's back, right?
Jenna told me to do that.
No,
Jenna.
She just looked down at my hand, and I just had my hand out, and she just saw 5 fingers.
You're like your mom. You narc on everybody.
Right? What's up in showbiz, Kel?
Tell on me.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Joining us on the show, making his directorial debut with his film called Le Bear. It's actually a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunky, super ripped.
That's a white guy? You said Hunky.
Hunky.
He happens to be of a white persuasion.
Yeah.
The Hunky.
I'd say more Italian based on his name. Joe Manganiello.
I don't know if that was right.
Did I say your name right, Joe?
Manganiello.
There you go.
Manganiello.
Mango. Yeah.
Like mango.
Like mango and then... Yellow.
Mango yellow.
Oh,
all right.
Manganiello.
How tired are you of people butchering your last name?
It's been going on since I was born. I mean, well, there used to be telemarketers because you used to have a landline. And the telemarketers used to call all the time, and that's how you could tell them apart. They would just completely trash my name or throw an R in there or like a P or something bizarre, and you just hang up the phone.
Well, Joe, you actually have this documentary coming out, and Jenna, who's in studio with us right now, is in your movie. I don't know if you know that.
Jenna, you're fantastic in our film.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
I just went to really have a good time, and I was a huge fan of True Blood. So when the manager that we've actually met before when we've done appearances, with some Le Bear members, he was like, come on down and hang out. And I was like, yeah, I'm down for whatever. And then I see the preview.
He didn't call me because, Joe, I'm afraid Kelly Raspberry, I'm not down for whatever. So I didn't get the invite.
Yeah, I feel confident we could have gotten you up there on one of the routines, though. So.
You always go for the one that's, resisting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh, it's so much better when they fight back. you want to keep them blush. I think definitely. So the shy ones... That's the fun way. Because you want to make them blush in front of their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. When you immersed yourself in making this film, did anything women do surprise you? Did you finally, have to pick your mouth up off the floor? Like, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Well, I mean, I think at this point in time, there's nothing that a woman can do that's going to surprise me. You know, you got to understand that they're the great mystery. And that we're not, you know, as men, we're never going to figure it out. But what was really great was sitting down with, say, Randy Master Blaster, for example.
Who's Master Blaster. I know him.
He's been stripping there for 35 years. And sitting down with him and saying, look, man, you've got women, you've got these groupies who have been coming to see you for over 3 decades. What do you know about women? Like, what are you doing to these girls to keep that fantasy going? And just letting them talk. So I think there was a lot of it, which it was really fascinating to me as a guy about, hey, ways that I can go home and step my game up.
Right. Mm. Joe, is it true that Master Blaster, I feel weird saying that.
That's Randy.
I know Randy.
He's a friend of our show. We've worked with him years ago.
Is it true that he got a $75,000 cashier's check as a tip?
Yes, and then he made $10,000 in cash on top of that night.
Al, we're in the wrong line of work.
75? Who cares a 75?
I'm in the wrong line of work directing this movie. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I went to drama school. What am I doing?
Yeah. Who cares a $75,000 cashier's check to the strip club?
Rich people?
Do guy strippers wear those same shoes that the women strippers wear?
Because no.
I could see that being a big difference.
I'm going to get you stuck up like fishbowl pumps. Yeah, totally.
That's my contribution to the interview. Right?
We're talking with Joe Manganiello about his film coming out. It's a documentary called La Bear about the male dancers. Now, we all know Joe was in Magic Mike. He's also going to be in Magic Mike XXL. And we actually recently spoke to one of your castmates, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy.
Ah, yes.
And I want you to listen to this and verify it for us.
All they're telling me, because they haven't shown me the whole script yet, is that they're taking the show on the road. So they're like, if somebody asks, just let people know they're taking the show on the road. So something tells me it's not going to be shot in Florida like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And word has it that Matthew's probably not going to be involved in this one.
Really?
Yeah, because he's worth a lot of money.
So so Matthew McConaughey not signing on to Magic Mike XXL?
Is Gabriel Iglesias Matthew McConaughey's agent all of a sudden? he's a hyphen, a very talented guy, working, he's got an agency. I don't know. I'm not Matthew's agent. I'm not inside of those deals. I don't know how Gabriel would be. But we'll find out, I guess. They're rounding everybody up, and we'll know soon enough.
I think we just found out that Gabriel is more connected than Joe.
Or maybe
that's not true. But I mean, I'm also Sicilian, and you don't speak about business.
I think
about the family. You know?
Okay.
Joe, it's okay. We know you're just jealous of Gabriel Fluffy's body.
So where can we? I saw we have to go to 359inc.com. That's you and your brother's production company, right? And that's going to give us a list of where we can see the movie.
You can go find out where it's playing. Yes, it opens in theaters today.
And we got to go check this out because I need to see how much of it I'm in. Hopefully, just a few seconds.
That's why we're all going to see you, Jenna.
Yeah, Joe
not the men. Not the men.
No, I'm saying because for me, and I know Joe, you told me that you spent all your own money doing this, so we need to recoup some of that, right?
Right.
There you go. Yeah, you're in the cop routine, so you can check it out.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, there's more than just what was in the preview.
Joe, answer. Do we see Jenna's butt?
No.
You will see Jenna's curves.
We're seriously excited, Joe,
man.
Because Randy, the Master Blaster, I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to go see what you did with this movie. Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, it's something that's never been explored and we really don't talk about. So it's going to be fun.
Such an exciting time for you.
It's fun for women, obviously. And it's so much fun for guys. Like, all my dude friends, they laugh hysterically. They love it. It's so funny. It's not what you expect, and it's just a really fun ride.
I wish you all the luck in the world. I just don't know if I can go to a ticket office and say, 2 tickets to La Bear.
It's a documentary.
I know. It's a learning experience. I know.
I'm going to go watch it, Joe.
Let me break it down to you like this, okay? For any guy who's ever, gone to a yoga class and hung out in the back row,
yeah.
Okay? I mean... think about who's going to be in that lobby afterwards.
Yes.
I mean, if you're a guy, like, there's going to be some very hot and bothered women ready to go in that lobby. So, I mean, you really can't go wrong.
Smart man.
Excellent selling point.
Yeah.
Joe Manganiello, thank you so much for joining us. Next time you're in town, you're more than welcome to come by the studio and teach me and Al how to strip.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.